Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for April the 5th, 2022. Today is Tuesday in the fifth week of Lent. Our reflection today is drawn from Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 27. The first half of the gospel passage that we have read today is a familiar story from my Sunday school world. And it's familiar because we had a song that we sang about the primary character in the story. I'm not going to sing it for you, but perhaps in your own Sunday school life, you sung a song with words like this. Zacchaeus was a wee little man. A wee little man was he. He climbed up in the sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. Zacchaeus, in the sycamore tree, trying to catch a glimpse of Jesus, a fanboy, before we even had the word for fanboy. And Jesus calls up to Zacchaeus and says, "Come down, I'm going to your house for dinner." It's amazing. This vertically challenged guy up in a tree looking for Jesus. And Jesus says, "We're having a dinner party and you're hosting." It makes for great Sunday school material. Except there are some things that the Sunday school version of the Zacchaeus story conveniently leaves out for children. Yes, Zacchaeus was short in stature. But what the Sunday school version leaves out is that Zacchaeus also played large in his jurisdiction. Because you see, Zacchaeus was the chief tax collector, like the head tax collector, for Jericho. And just in case you haven't heard this lately, even back then, tax collectors weren't particularly individuals that folks had a great fondness for. But even worse in this point in history, because tax collectors were, in Jesus' land, they were Jews who worked for the Roman oppressor. So plenty of people saw tax collectors as traitors. And the way that tax collectors made their money was not just from the fee that the Roman government gave them for collecting their quota in taxes, but basically they overcharged people their taxes and skimmed off the top. So tax collectors were not only working for the oppressor, but they were shysters as well. And so Zacchaeus would not have been respected by his fellow Jews. He would not have been invited to any of the happening dinner parties. In fact, he would have been looked upon as worse than an infidel. And so when Jesus invites himself to Zacchaeus' house for dinner, well, we're hearing some of the same grumblings that we've heard all through Luke's gospel, which is, who is this guy who's claiming to be a prophet and he's eating and having table fellowship with all the wrong people? And so the next thing that happens while people are grumbling about Jesus going to eat with traitors and tax collectors and sinners, Zacchaeus has a moment. And what Zacchaeus says is, "I am going to give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything," meaning if I've overcharged people of their taxes, "I will pay back four times as much." Now, Remember, this comes right on the heels of Jesus' encounter with the rich man, who, when Jesus said, "Sell everything you have and give to the poor," the rich man turns away because he is possessed by his possessions. But here, in this momentary encounter with Jesus, Zacchaeus not only pledges to give half of his possessions away, he also pledges to repay or make restitution to anyone who he has overcharged taxes. And not just to pay them back what he overcharged, but to pay them back four times as much as he originally collected from them. Jesus says to Zacchaeus, "Today, salvation has come in this house." I guess what Jesus is saying here is, Zacchaeus, you had a change of heart that affected your pocketbook. Zacchaeus, you are bringing forth fruit, to quote John the Baptist from earlier in the gospel, you are bringing forth fruit worthy of repentance. Zacchaeus' conversion moment is not just a change of heart, but a change of attitude. And it doesn't just open up Zacchaeus' heart, it opens up his pocketbook as well. And then Jesus says, "The Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." So there is this amazing meeting underneath a sycamore tree. A man who sought Jesus, and Jesus finds the man. And in that moment of encounter, everything is changed. Zacchaeus' heart is opened. His wallet is opened. And he encounters the welcome of the gospel. Salvation, healing, and wholeness comes to Zacchaeus' house because Jesus has come to town. That's a story that's even better than the Sunday school version. As I've thought about it today, I've wondered about that moment of encounter where Zacchaeus scrambles up into the sycamore tree, where he looks for Jesus' face in the crowd. And when Jesus' face catches Zacchaeus' face, when their eyes meet, and there's a moment of recognition. And there's something to me in this encounter where I believe that Jesus saw who Zacchaeus was to a degree that Zacchaeus could never see for himself. Jesus looked into Zacchaeus' face and saw a person longing to receive the salvation of God, the good news. That's an amazing moment of encounter. Now, I'm guessing few of us have climbed into sycamore trees looking for Jesus. And maybe we've been so familiar with Jesus because of our life in church that we haven't had that life-changing encounter. Maybe it's been more like a gradual understanding of who Jesus is. But I think what Jesus says to those surrounding him and Zacchaeus in this moment, I think it's true even now, is that Jesus has come to seek out and to save those who are lost. And yes, there are people who are lost in a variety of ways. But I like to think that Jesus is also seeking those of us who may be lost and don't even know it. Just as hard as Zacchaeus was looking for Jesus, Jesus was looking for Zacchaeus, just like Jesus is seeking for for each one of us too. And the notion that Jesus is seeking after me, well, that's good news. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, we remember before you all poor and neglected persons whom it would be easy for us to forget, the homeless and the destitute, the old and the sick, and all who have none to care for them. Help us to heal those who are broken in body or spirit, and to turn their sorrow into joy. Grant this, Father, for the love of your Son, who for our sake became poor, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.